Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we examine the importance of enrolling with the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, especially in light of recent findings about retirement planning in Jamaica. Are you an employed Jamaican? Are you enrolled in a formal pension scheme? If you answered yes to both questions, then consider yourself special. This puts you in a very small fraternity of Jamaicans who have some kind of retirement plan to fall back on once they stop working. If you want an idea of just how small that fraternity is, listen to this piece of information from Minister of Finance, Dr. Peter Phillips.
Only approximately 22% of the working age population has some form of pension coverage, or about 40% of the employed labor force. And of this 40%, 13% are public sector workers.
The reason for this, many will say, is that they cannot afford to enroll in a pension scheme. But the real question you have to ask is whether you can afford not to be enrolled in one. With persons living longer on average and considering the economic challenges facing virtually every country around the world today, any sensible financial planner will tell you that you're putting yourself at risk of poverty after retirement and the loss of a steady income. So what does the finance minister recommend for those not currently enrolled in a retirement program? The first step, he says, is to get registered with the state-operated National Insurance Scheme, NIS, which provides financial protection to workers and their families in the event of loss of income arising from injury on the job, incapacity, retirement, and death of the insured. Dr. Phillips is urging more persons, as well as small and medium-sized businesses, to register and begin contributing to the National Insurance Scheme.
If we are to stave off the prospect of declining incomes among the elderly, destitution in old age, and face the challenge of maintaining this quality of humaneness in the society as a whole, we will have to extend pension coverage to a greater percentage of the employed labor force.
How does one enroll in the National Insurance Scheme? Men aged 18 to 70 and women 18 to 65 should go to their nearest NIS branch and complete the registration forms. You will be issued with an NIS card with a number that corresponds with your NIS account. Once you're registered, you can start making contributions. Contributions are taken from persons earning over $20,800 per year. If you are employed to a company, you contribute 2.5% of your salary, with your employer matching that portion. You contribute 5% if you are self-employed or make voluntary contributions. The maximum portion of your salary the NIS takes a contribution from is $1.5 million per year. Once you retire and your contributions are in order, you become eligible to receive an NIS pension. But there are several other benefits, including funeral grants, employment injury benefits, special child benefits, and an invalidity benefit. The most common complaint regarding NIS benefits is that the amounts paid out are small. Well, we let Director of Social Security at the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Denzel Thorpe, tackle that issue.
After people contribute to the scheme, within 2 years of getting the benefit in most cases, they have gotten back everything they have contributed, plus everything the employer has contributed, and then the rest is return on the investment. And of course, life expectancy at that age is 12 and a half years.
In essence, once you start collecting your NIS pension, you could receive as much as 5 times the full amount you contributed should you live for a minimum of 12 years after retiring. That sounds like an investment worth making. So if you're among the group that isn't yet in a pension scheme and what you've just heard about the NIS makes sense to you, then what are you waiting for? Contact the nearest NIS branch and get registered. For more information, call the National Insurance Scheme Head Office at 929-7144-6. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.